السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله، وقال تعالى في مكان آخر: وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected friends and elders, those listening over the audio streaming, in this ayat al-kareemah which has been recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that those people who have iman, the mu'mineen, the believers, they have intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is intense. And in the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. The gist of that verse is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that I have not created man and jinn except that they worship me. Mufassirin have mentioned أي لِيَعْرِفُونَ, so that man can recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, our purpose and objective in this world is to attain the ma'rifat and the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we develop the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have achieved success. And this was some quality, this was one of the qualities which shaitan did not possess, the ishq and the mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have heard many times from our ulama ikram that shaitan was an alim, he was an abid, he was an arif, he had all the ayns, he was knowledgeable, he had such knowledge, he had the knowledge of the shariat of Adam alayhi salam, the shariat of Nuh alayhi salam, the shariat of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, the shariat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So imagine his knowledge, how vast his knowledge was. So he was an alim, he was also an abid, a worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such ibadat he made that it is mentioned that there is not a spot on the earth where shaitan has not worshipped Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he was also an arif of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the one quality which he did not possess was he was not an ashiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if we develop this ishq and this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then so to say we have gone one step ahead of shaitan, and we have gone further than shaitan. And what is this ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That whatever the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, whether this makes sense to us, does not make sense to us, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will do it. A person, if he has love for somebody, so pain even doesn't mean anything to him. We have heard that incident of Hazrat Layla and Majnoon. In fact, the kitab that I'm holding in front of me, and I have intention to discuss something from this kitab. The kitab is called Ma'arif al-Mathnawi. This kitab is a commentary of the Mathnawi of Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi. And this kitab was written by Arif Billah Rumi Waqt, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, who is being referred to as Rumi Athani, the second Rumi of the time. So Allama Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he was a great alim. He had such knowledge that he was regarded as the main mufti of his time in Turkey, and he was issuing fatwas and verdicts. But there came a point in his life where he met with the personality of Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi, who was an ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was soaked in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to such an extent that when Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah Ali saw him, he recognized that this personality, despite his outward poor condition, he had something special within his heart. And sometimes the Ahlullah, they hide their piety and they hide their taqwa because they don't want people to be flocking around them. They want to have solitude with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, حُبِّبَ إِلَيَّ الْخَلَى, that solitude is something that was made beloved to me. And we find that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before he got his nubuwat, so he would constantly spend 3-4 days, sometimes an entire week, alone in that cave of Hira. And if we go today, we know we climb and how tiring it is. Now we just imagine absolutely no lights, absolutely alone in the darkness of that cave. But this was made beloved to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He would sit alone and he would ponder and he would meditate. So of course we are not told to go into the mountains and sit alone. But a person as Hazrat Khaja Azizul Hasan Majub rahmatullah Ali mentions, and we have heard this from our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah Ali, Arif Billah. May Allah Ta'ala fill his grave with Noor. So on many occasions he mentioned this, that Khaja Azizul Hasan Majub rahmatullah Ali, he used to say, Dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi ye ba khuda rahe, ye sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. Something to that effect. That the person, dunya ke mashghalon mein bhi, he can be involved in dunya, he can be engrossed in dunya too. But even in that engrossment of dunya, he's ba-khuda. He is conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has got Allah ta'ala in his heart. Ye sab ke saath reh ke bhi sab se juda rahe. He can be living with everyone, but he is alone. He is alone. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi. That a person, that despite sitting with people, but he can be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His heart is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have seen this with our Gabirin Ahlullah, that even in their laughter too, they are with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, Shams of Tabriz rahmatullah Ali, he had this burning fire of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is a flame, it is a fire which burns in the hearts of this Ahlullah. And when a person sits close to a person who has got this fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, so then, ye aag lagti nahi lagai jati hai. This fire catches on. And those people who sit with that person who has got this fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love, then they too are inspired and they too feel this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being transferred into their hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this kind of hearts. But we used to experience this when we used to sit in the company of Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah Ali, and when we sit in the company of this Ahlullah, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib. In fact, Hazrat Qari Sahib, Damat Barakatuhu, was mentioning to us, he says that if you look at now Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Allah Ta'ala give him long life, but he's on the bed, he's absolutely, you know, outwardly weak, looks helpless. But he says, when you sit there is such noor, and you feel such a kayfiyat. This is an indication of that fire which is burning within the heart. And those people who sit around that person, they can feel something. They can feel that tranquility. They can feel that serenity. And sometimes a person, just looking at that person, his heart softens, his heart melts, and he remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a sign of a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when you look at that person, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah Ali, he came to Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullah. He says, I want to spend time with you. So he said, I have got nothing with me. So look at the beautiful answer that Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah Ali gave him. He said that if it rains at night, and in the morning, if the grass says that I experience no water, so will anyone believe it? The person can see the grass and he can see the wetness on the grass, and that wetness on the grass is an indication that it rained last night. He says, O Shams Tabriz, when I look at your eyes, I can see that during the night, the rains of Allah Ta'ala's rahmat descended upon your heart, and I can see it in your eyes. He says, a person, he can hide He can be drinking and he can hide the stench of that wine with some ilachi or some kind of a chewing gum. So he can hide that. But where can he hide the wobble in his walk? So he says, I can see that you are intoxicated in the mahabbat and ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can you hide it from me? I can see the signs that you are an ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, after Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi placed his hands in the hands of Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi, and he annihilated himself, he made fana of himself, despite being the mufti of the time and having his own following, he went, so to say, at the feet of Hazrat Shams Tabriz rahmatullahi, annihilated himself, made fana of himself, and then see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him such baqa that these couplets which he had composed, so many thousand couplets, but up till now, if a person reads it, and I was even reading in this kitab, Shah Abdul Ghani Sahib rahmatullahi, he mentions that a person who will read Masnawi Sharif, then this will rekindle this fire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love within a person's heart. So nevertheless, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, he too had great love. He said, from a very early age, I was very, very fond of Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gifted him with the ability to translate and commentate on Masnawi Sharif. And he even mentioned one place, I was listening to one of his bayans, he says that once my sheikh and I, so he says, I requested my sheikh that I would like to recite a few couplets of the Masnawi Sharif and give some commentary which has come to my mind, to my heart. So his sheikh now gave him permission. And he says, I started in the morning. And he says, for five hours, it was myself and my sheikh, and we were both crying, and I was reciting the couplets of Masnawi Sharif, and we were strange kayfiyat, and a strange condition overcame our hearts. So this was the kind of love which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, created in their hearts. So nevertheless, in this Masnawi Sharif, and we should all try and, you know, get this copy of Ma'arif and Masnawi. There are many commentaries of Masnawi Sharif. Even non-Muslims have written commentaries. But unfortunately, those people who do not have an understanding of tasawwuf, an understanding of this mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then many a times we find that they misunderstand these couplets, or they misinterpret these couplets. So therefore, a person who himself is an arif, and now he is given commentary on the Masnawi Sharif, now we will find an effect, and we will feel inspired by reciting these couplets of Masnawi Sharif. So nevertheless, in Masnawi Sharif, many places Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi gives the example of Layla and Majnun. The example of Layla, who was, so to say, not very good looking, and Majnun, who was madly in love with her. He had such love for her that he would do strange things. He used to say, Amurru ala diyari diyari Layla, أُقَبِّلُ ذَا الْجِدَارَ وَذَا الْجِدَارَ وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي وَلَكِنْ حُبُّ مَنْ سَكَنَ الدِّيَارَ. He used to walk in the streets where Layla used to live, and he used to pass his hands on the walls of the houses in the streets of Layla. He would even go to the extent of kissing the walls of those streets. And then he used to say that, وَمَا حُبُّ الدِّيَارِ شَغَفْنَ قَلْبِي. It is not these walls that has captured my heart. It is the one who is living behind these walls that has captured my heart. So Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi gives this example that he had ishq for Layla, who was makhluq, is a makhluq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he had such ishq and such love for Layla that he would go to strange lengths to show his love for her. We heard Qari Sahib recently, he had given that incident where Majnu would sit on a certain rock and he would just look at the house of Layla and wait for her to come out, and when she would come out at a certain time, then he would find satisfaction and then he would move on. So there were some youngsters, so they decided to test what kind of love does Majnu really have for Layla. So what they did is, they, before he came on that particular rock, they burnt one fire, and just before he could come, they put it out. So we can imagine the rock was very, very hot. Majnu came, he sat on that rock and he carried on looking and carried on looking. The youngsters came and told him, "Bhai, this rock is so hot." He said, "I don't know what you're talking about." So this was the kind of love he had. So Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi says that this is the kind of love we should have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the true ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Kaaba Sharif, because it has got nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why we place our hands and we rub our hands on Kaaba Sharif. That is why we kiss the walls of Kaaba Sharif. That is why we have love for Quran Sharif, because this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the true ashik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have love for anything that is has nisbat with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything that has a link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will have love for that person or that place, a person who loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So automatically Medina Sharif will become beloved to him. Automatically the Green Dome will become beloved to him. Automatically the sand of Medina Sharif will become beloved to him. And any item which comes from Medina Sharif, the kajur of Medina Sharif will become beloved to this person. Not because it is kajur, but because it is from that land where my beloved resides. So nevertheless, these examples which Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi gives, it is to, sometimes a person understands very well with examples. So in this Matnawi Sharif, one beautiful example, and I was discussing it with the boys, so it's coming back to the mind. May Allah Ta'ala make it beneficial for myself and all who are listening, is that those of us who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to build and develop this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to constantly ponder over the bounties and the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a simple prescription which Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah has given is that a person every day sets aside a little time, where we just take a few minutes and ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. Each and every individual has got different bounties. Within our own bodies, there are so many bounties. And within our own bodies, it's worth millions. A person ponders over the bounties within his body, the bounties of the children that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with, the business which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him, or whichever bounty. A person wakes up in the morning, his children are there, his wife is healthy, safe and sound, his home is safe and sound, person's car is intact. All these are bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person ponders over these things, then he thinks, what did I do to deserve these bounties? In fact, I have not fulfilled the rights of these bounties. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me eyes. Have I really used these eyes to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me a tongue which is so valuable, which is priceless. Have I really used this tongue to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or have I used this tongue to displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have I sliced the heart of people with my tongue? Have I caused injury and hurt to others by means of this tongue, thereby displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So then this kayfiyat, this condition of regret and remorse will overcome a person. And then when a person has this kind of regret and remorse, then he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. And when a person gets the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love this person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place his love in the heart of this person. So this is one simple prescription. Ponder over the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us without us even deserving it. And then we will realize how kareem, how raheem, how merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really is. So in this Matnawi Sharif, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi gives the example of Sultan Mahmud and Ayaz. And this incident came out, we were doing with the children a small little kitab of Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib. And that kitab is regarding the 14 harms of casting evil glances. Small little beautiful kitab, make dua inshallah. Hafiz Muhammad Sahib will inshallah be printing this kitab for the benefit of others. Make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it easy for you to get printed and makes it a means of benefit for millions of people till the day of Qiyamah. But a beautiful little kitab, simple pocket-sized kitab, simplified, making it easy for us to understand. And in there, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Arif Billah, Damat Barakatuhum, has listed 14 harms. There are many, many more harms. But just for us to understand that by us casting evil glances, we are causing such harm to ourselves, to our families, to the society at large. And every single item which is haram, there is harm in it. As Mawlana Yunus Sahib Rahmatullah used to always say, in haram there is harm. In fact, there is double harm. In haram there is double harm. Even if you look at the spelling, so there's a double A in haram. So he used to say, there's a double A because there's double harm in haram. And if you look at it, any item which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made forbidden, it is actually the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is protecting us from something harmful. Like the parents, the ayn is in the house. So the parent will tell the little child, my dear little child, don't touch that ayn. So will we say that the parents are trying to deprive the child of some enjoyment? The child wants to play with the ayn. It looks very, very colorful. It looks very, very nice. It's got buttons and it's got nice colors. So the child, for the child, it's a toy. So to the child, it seems like a toy. But the parents understand the harm of that ayn. They understand that if the child places his hand on the ayn, it'll burn. So the parents, it's actually the love of the parents. It is actually the mercy of the parents that the parents are preventing and stopping and prohibiting the child from touching the ayn. So in the same way, it is the mercy, it is the rahmat, it is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has made certain things haram for us. Take wine for example. So it may be very tasty or whatever it is, or there may be some enjoyment in drinking that wine, but the harms of the wine, who can deny it? Even they are agreeing to the harms. The person should not drink and drive. You should drink responsibly when you drink in that wine. So they even realize the harms of this. And if a person is drunk, sometimes he doesn't even know the difference between his mother and his own wife. If a person is driving the vehicle, so we can imagine what can happen. He can destroy his life and the life of many, many people on the road. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept us away from those things which are harmful for us. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it forbidden. So amongst those things which I have not seen, and we haven't seen a person placing so much emphasis on this particular item, like Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Mawlana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, is the lowering and the controlling of one's gaze. If a person gets that right, everything else becomes very easy. Because it's so easy for a person to cast an evil glance. And in the same way, it's so easy for a person to control his gaze. Person just merely looks down. But a person can be sitting, he can be outwardly wearing the garment of piety. He can be seen as an alim, as a mufti, as a qari. But this person with one glance, he can commit the sin and nobody will even know. So it's so easy to commit the sin. And that is why it becomes much more difficult for a person to control himself from casting evil glances. So in there he's mentioned that the first harm is that a person is disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the first harm, that by a person casting an evil glance, he is actually disobeying the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on that point, this story of Sultan Mahmud and Ayaz came in. And in that story, in that incident, Sultan Mahmud, he had a lot of love for Ayaz. He had many, many ministers in his court. But when it came to Ayaz, he had great love for him. Because of the loyalty of Ayaz, he had great loyalty and obedience, and he had great love for his master. So, because of this, the ministers had a kind of jealousy. That why is it that Sultan Mahmud has got so much of love for Ayaz? So on one occasion, he decided to prove to the ministers why Ayaz was so special. So he called all his 65 ministers and he told them that I have got this priceless pearl in my treasury. I want you to break and crush this pearl. So each minister came forward, and when they looked at this pearl, they said, Oh king, we understand this is your command, but we do not want to cause harm to your treasury. Your treasury is very, very valuable, and this is the most valuable item for your treasury. How can we destroy it? How can we do such a thing? So the king expressed his happiness. He gave them some small little gift. And like this, all 65 ministers refused to crush that pearl. When it came to Ayyaz, so he was instructed by the king that I am commanding you, crush the spur. Without even a little thought, Ayyaz immediately crushed that entire spur. The ministers were very, very upset. How could you do such a thing? How could you show such disrespect to the treasury of the king? How could you destroy this pearl? Immediately, Ayyaz turned to them and said, I would like to ask you a question. Is this pearl more precious or is the command of the king more precious? So in the same way, from this incident, Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali drives home this lesson that no matter how precious our evil desires may be to us, we may be loving something. A person may be taking great enjoyment in, for example, listening to music. He may be taking great enjoyment in casting evil glances. He may be taking great enjoyment in looking and watching haram. But if this person is a true loyal servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he realizes the position of the king, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if he understands who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, then he will crush his evil desires. He will say, the command of my Allah is more precious, it is more valuable than these desires. And therefore I am prepared to shatter my heart, I am prepared to crush my evil desires, but I am not prepared to forego the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like how Ayyaz became beloved to the king, in the same way, this person, this banda, who will crush his evil desires for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who will be loyal to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then this person will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, we need to develop this himmat and courage, and we need to constantly remind ourselves of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we need to stay in the company of those people who have got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the easiest way. A person will get milk from the person who is selling milk. A person will get mitai from the mitai wala, the person who is selling mitai. And a person will get Allah from the Allah walas. Those people who have got Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their hearts, so when we will sit in their company, then we too will get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us the ability to develop this true ishq and this true mahabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to develop his ma'rifat, his mahabbat, his recognition. And he must give us that himmat and courage to keep far, far away from sins, far, far away from displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you listen to Hazrat Maulana Hakim Akhtar Sahib, sometimes in his du'as he says, Ya Allah, do not let me displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not even for the blink of an eye. Look at that jazbah, look at that jazbah that they have, that zeal that they have. That Ya Allah, not even for one split second must I disobey and displease you. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he grants us that ability. But if we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accidentally a person commits sin, accidentally a person displeases, he disobeys the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person was trying to lower his gaze, but nafs and shaitan got the better of him, and he slipped, he fell. So we used to hear this so many times from Hazrat Maulana Yunus Sahib rahmatullah alayh, that if a person is walking and the suraj line is on the side, and the person slips and falls in the sewage line, what does he do? Does he stay inside there? Does he remain soaked inside that filth? Does he say that, look, I fell inside, there's nothing I can do now, I fell here. What must I do? I'm filthy. Immediately this person makes an effort to come out from that filth. And then he immediately goes home, he takes a bath, he immediately washes himself, he takes a ghusl, he puts on clean clothing again, he puts on itar, and then he sets out again. And even if he slips 100 times, but he gets up 100 times and he comes out again. So no matter how many times we slip and we fall, the doors of Allah Ta'ala's repentance are always open. That's why a person should make it a habit to constantly make tawbah. At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhambala. And at-ta'ibu habibullah. The person who constantly repents before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is as if he has got no sin. And the person who constantly makes tawbah, then he becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He becomes the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through his tawbah. We are very, very weak. We are always disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So nevertheless, we should make a firm intention that, Ya Allah, I do not want to disobey you. I do not want to displease you. I want to only obey you. But then if a person slips and falls, Don't let shaitan deceive you. Shaitan will say, well, this is not for you. You'll never change your life. You'll always remain like this. At that time you must address shaitan that Allah Ta'ala is merciful. Allah Ta'ala forgave that person who killed 99 people. Why will Allah Ta'ala turn me away from his door? Allah Ta'ala is most merciful. I will cry before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I will shed those tears before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will forgive my sins. Because Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the tears of the sinner are beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. It is mentioned in one riwayat that once as a Jibreel alayhi salam, he came before Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with a bowl of water. When he was questioned, what is this? He says, this is such water which has the capability of extinguishing the fire of Jahannam. So he was questioned that what water is this? He says, this is the tears of those people who repent before Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, why should we lose hope? Allah, the doors of Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness are open. Allah Ta'ala wants us to turn to Him. Allah Ta'ala wants us to seek forgiveness. And Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala wants us to become His. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the ability to become close to Him and to develop this quality of tawbah and to develop this quality of being close to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, recognizing Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala and being a means of hidayah for others. Inshallah, have support, have some zikr.
A little bit of La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, oh, La ilaha is being straight to the arsh of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. We should lightly ponder that. And we should lightly ponder when we recite illallah, then from the pillar of light Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is coming into our hearts. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 La ilaha illallah, 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 la ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, اور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, ان کے نام کے گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. جن کو آنا تھا سب آ گئے, صرف قیامت باقی ہے, سورج کے شعلے کہتی ہے حشر کی شدت باقی ہے, موج سے کہتی ہے دنیا وہ بھی حقیقت باقی ہے, چمکا لو کردار کو ایسا لوگ کہے ماشاء اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم. A little bit of istighfar, making firm tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Ya Allah, whatever sins I've committed in the past up till now, Ya Allah, I make firm tawbah, Ya Allah, I'm not going to return back to those sins. Ya Allah, you forgive me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if you don't forgive me, who is going to forgive me, Ya Allah? استغفر الله 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 العظيم من كل ذنب واتوب اليك استغفر الله 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 العظيم من كل ذنب واتوب اليك. It's a bit of ismizat, Allah, that we lightly ponder, that we're reciting Allah, and the trees on this earth, the grains of sand on this earth, the birds, all animals and insects, even the hair on our body is reciting with us Allah. We should lightly ponder there is one tongue in our heart and one tongue in our mouth, both are reciting with us simultaneously Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Shanu. Allah, 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 Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Shanuhu. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah inche shirin astnaam, shir o shakkar mishawad janam tamam. Ah, Rajuz Asma Hamdam Nabool, Raz Raghere Khuda Mehram Nabool. Kya Nazar Mujh Par Nadali Jayegi, Kya Nazar Hum Par Nadali Jayegi, Kya meri faryad khali jayegi, Kya meri faryad khali jayegi, Apne milne ka pata koi nisha, Tu bata de mujhko ae rabbe ja. Koi mujh se puche, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. Ho jaye mera, main ho jao uska, yahi raat din main dua mangta hu. Har tamanna dil se rukhsat ho gayi, ab to khalwat ho gayi, ab to aaja mere Allah, ab to aaja, ab to khalwat ho gayi, mita de apni hasti ko, Chor de sari masti ko, basti basti kehta ja Allah, 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 Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Shanuhu. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa ashabihi wa barik wa sallim. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar wa qina azab al-qabri wa qina azab al-hashri wa qina azab al-fuqri wa qina azab al-din wa ahshubna yawm al-qiyamati ma'al iman. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem تحب العفو فاعف عنا يا كريم. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. اللهم إنك أنت الله لا إله إلا الله الأحد الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. يا هنان يا منان يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الإبرار. اللهم اغفر لي اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم انصرنا على أعدائنا وأعداء الدين. يا الله ما فرما يا الله كبير غناك ما فرما صغير غناك ما فرما يا الله جو غنا عمدن كيها وما فرما خطأن كيها وبما فرما ظاهري غناك ما فرما باطني غناك ما فرما يا الله جو غنا دن ميں كيها وما فرما جو غنا رات ميں كيها وما فرما جو غنا كل عام كيها وما فرما چپ چپ سے جو غنا کیا تھا وہ بھی ما فرما تمام غناك ما فرما. يا الله forgive us all our sins. يا الله يا الله forgive us all major sins. يا الله forgive us all minor sins. يا الله whatever sins we have committed in the lightness of day or darkness of night, forgive them. يا الله يا الله so much of sins. يا الله so much of sins we have committed. يا الله يا الله those gunas that we have committed knowingly, forgive them. يا الله those gunas that we have committed unknowingly, forgive them. يا الله يا الله those gunas that we have committed. يا الله trying to duck from people. يا الله whilst on holidays. يا الله in our hotel rooms. يا الله in our bedrooms. يا الله يا الله wherever we try to duck from people and commit those gunas. يا الله and we have committed them. يا الله يا الله you are the one who is watching us. يا الله you are the one who is watching us. يا الله يا الله you know everything. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we can't hide from you, Ya Allah. We can't duck from you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you've seen all those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but Sattari Farma, Ya Allah, cover it from us, Ya Allah. Cover it from the people, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us for all those sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have committed those sins, Ya Allah. We are weak bandas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are so weak, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we are turning towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you mentioned, Ya Allah, that we should not lose hope in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't lose hope in you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we know that you are our Malik, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are turning towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those brothers who have gathered there, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is with the ikhlas and sincerity, Ya Allah, that is making it easy for us to carry on, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them steadfast, Ya Allah, and deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, keep them with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, put ikhlas in our hearts as well, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, don't let us do anything for show, Ya Allah. Kibar, wujub, fakhar, Ya Allah, sabse bachal, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, zahad, taqwa, qanaat, sabr, shukr, ata farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of this world, the best of the akhirah, Ya Allah. Ertamanna, dil se rukhsat ho gayi. Ya Allah, everything has come out. Ya Allah, you come into our hearts now. Ya Allah, ab to aja. Ya Allah, come. Ya Allah, into our hearts. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make us yours. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, mara banja aram itna banali. Ya Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera. Ya Allah, agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi she nahi meri. Ya Allah, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا. یا اللہ فلک میرا زمین میری. یا اللہ یا اللہ forgive us for all our sins. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give my Shaykh Hazrat Mullah Shaki Mukhtar Sahib Dan Barakatum long life and good health. Ya Allah, give him sihhat, afiyah, tandrusti, salamat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Mullah Mazhar Sahib, Ya Allah, who we also look for, Ya Allah, towards, Ya Allah, for guidance. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, give him also the best of this world, the best of akhirat. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, keep the shadows over us for a long, long time. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, make it easy for us, Ya Allah. Allah, Ya Allah, when the time of maut comes, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us pass away with Iman, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let us pass away, Ya Allah, in Medina Munawwara, Ya Allah, let us pass away, Rosa Mubarak, reciting as Salatu was Salamu Alaika, Ya Rasulullah, as Salatu was Salamu Alaika, Ya Habib Allah, as Salatu was Salamu Alaika, Ya Khair Khalqillah, Ya Allah, let our souls come dancing towards you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so in the winds of Rahmah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, come to our qabars, Ya Allah. It blows away all our gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us good maut, Ya Allah. If it's not there, Ya Allah, wherever maut is written for us, Ya Allah, let the maut be while you are pleased with us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, it is not difficult for you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, my father asked, Ya Allah, and you gave him, Ya Allah. You gave us so much of hope, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us that hope, Ya Allah. Give us maut in Medina Munawwara. Ya Allah. If not, Ya Allah, give us good maut wherever it is, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, bless us all with happiness, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, whoever asked us to make dua for them, Ya Allah. Whatever it is, Ya Allah, if it's good for them, give it to them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if it's not good for them, Ya Allah, replace it with something better and give it to them, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa a'udhu bika wa na'udhu bika min sharri musta'adhika minhu nabiyyuka Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Anta al-musta'an wa alayhika al-balaq wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyu al-azim. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.